And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I'm Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer. And we are broadcasting live from Kearny Mesa with 50,000 watts of power. So we're being heard not just in San Diego County, but Los Angeles County, Orange County, Riverside, out to the desert. And I'm told on a good night all the way up to Seattle because we blast up the coast. So, but anyway, time to introduce my co-host and good friend, CPA and family office advisor, friend to many, and running enthusiast and getting ready for the Boston Marathon, Richard Musio. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, Joe. Are you staying dry?
I am staying dry.
I did not stay dry getting over here because the rain was coming in sideways.
I want to tell people, hey, slow down out there. It's wet, so don't try to push it over 65.
It's hard to see on the freeway because of the wind kicking up all the rain.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the visibility was not good. Your voice is a little hoarse tonight.
I lost my voice on Wednesday, and it hasn't come back yet.
Ah, okay.
I did a lot of public speaking, so to speak.
Okay, all right, well... Don't push it too much tonight. We'll try.
Don't worry, I won't.
We've got two great guests in the studio, but before we get to them, first I want to give a shout out to my brother. He drove down with his wife and son from Chicago down to Florida, and they're listening out in Florida tonight. So hello to them. And let's see. I want to let people know that we've got some great guests lined up. Dylan Radigan, next time he's on the West Coast, has promised that he'll be on with us. And also Dick Enberg, get ready for May 6th because Dick Enberg is going to be in here. It'll be about a month into the Padres season.
And oh, my.
Yeah. You got that right. And so we'll be assessing the Padres, talking about his great career and insights, and he's just a terrific person. And 21 Jump Street, I just heard the news. There was a little blurb on that before we came on, and I happened to see it last night. Pretty full house down at the Ultra Star Hazard Center. And I don't think it'll win any Oscars. It had some pretty, you know, a lot of laughs in it, but it's certainly not the highbrow type of humor that you'll be expecting. But this other one, Hunger Games, have you heard about this, Richard?
I've been reading all the articles. Really interesting, because schools are actually studying this.
Yeah, it's...
This phenomenon.
Yeah. What do you mean?
School, it's actually part of school curriculum. For some high school.
Well, you know,
I was reading.
You know the theme, right?
It's like I know the theme. Yeah, right. I mean, because of the book or books.
Well, I mean, it's like these kids duel to the death.
They duel to the death,
it's
right?
It's a post-apocalyptic.
But the theme
world.
Is about, you know, our voyeuristic society, how we're all involved in,
right?
You know, what is it called? TV. I can't even remember the term.
Escapism or
reality shows.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to living our own lives. And so it's become part of high school curriculum in a lot of high schools.
Well, I say don't be afraid to shut the TV off and get out and go have some of your own reality out in the backyard and play some ball with your dad or something like that. But and also this week, I know you cannot make it, but I have to thank UCSD. I know I've been mentioning on the air a few times that I read that that university produces 85% of its own electricity, and I think it might be upwards of 90 now with the fuel cell. So they're giving me a three-hour tour, hopefully not like Gilligan, but but I'm getting a three-hour tour on Tuesday, a sustainability tour, and we'll find out just how well they're doing in all fields there. They've got several energy sources powering that whole place, so that's going to be interesting. But anyway, over to you, Richard. Maybe we should get into tonight's show. What do you
say? Hey, Joe, you wanted to issue an apology first.
Oh, I did. Last week, if you listen to the show, we did have a little glitch. That was a pre-recorded show. We're live tonight, but that was pre-recorded with Katie Klingensmith of UBS, and for some reason... The computers had a little foul-up, and we had about 16 minutes of commercials. I'm sure our clients were happy, but we kind of lost the second segment there or got fouled up. But however, if you go to the podcast, either 760kfmb.com, you can find us through that website, or through iymoney.com. It's all been corrected, and even the commercials are out. So you can hear that great show with Katie Klingensmith, and I want to tell you, she had an extraordinary intellect, 7 months pregnant, and... Just talked brilliantly for the hour. It was terrific.
It was neat stuff. But let's introduce our special guest tonight, also our sponsors from Polito Epic Associates CPAs. We have Don Epic CPA and Paul Polito CPA. So, Joe, you are outnumbered 3-1 in terms of CPAs. And Don Epic, you're outnumbered 3-1 by Italians.
Yes.
So, but you guys, briefly, why don't you each take a minute and introduce yourselves?
I'm Don Epic. I'm CPA here in Vista, California. Paul and I have been together here for many years. My specialty is tax planning, tax compliance, audit, and accounting services to closely held businesses.
And Paul?
Well, I'm an entrepreneur that practices accounting. I absolutely love business and the process of building a business. I specialize in advising privately held companies optimize the use of financial data to develop strategy and improve their profitability and save taxes. I grew up in the 60s in the San Fernando Valley.
Groovy.
That was the dawn of the folk rock era. I started building guitars then. I still do that for a hobby. Went to Loyola U, got my degree in management, went into the greeting card and poster business for a while, then was a late arrival to the CPA business. I cut my teeth with what's now Deloitte, auditing small public companies, and now we're in a private practice in Vista, California.
Where did you gentlemen go to school? Just curious.
University of San Diego.
Yeah.
USD.
By the way, the USD girls beat Washington today in the quarterfinals of the NIT.
Wow.
So they're in the semis. I think they go to Oklahoma or Oklahoma State. Way to go. Women Toreros.
It's not a
yes.
big school, I'll tell you. It's terrific.
Big stuff.
So it was a great experience.
Yeah. What year did you graduate?
85.
Wow, so you're five after.
And Paul, you attended the competition, right?
Right. Loyola University, now Loyola Marymount.
In Los Angeles.
Right.
Okay.
All right, so question for you guys. I was getting my hair cut a couple of weeks ago, and the lady cutting my hair told me that I should be an S Corp, not an LLC.
An S Corp?
An S Corp.
Oh, S Corp.
No, LLC.
He needs an S Corp.
An S Corp. Careful.
Scott, you want to turn my headphones up a little?
Joe, what are you thinking about? But no, the person who cuts your hair always gives good tax advice, I found. Well, the first thing I want to talk about is choice of business entity. I know it's tax season right now, if anybody hasn't noticed. And if you happen to own your own business as a self-employed person, you're not an entity, that's really easy, but you are paying the most amount of income tax you can probably pay if you're self-employed, because you not only pay regular income tax rates, you also get to pay self-employment tax. And there are certain entities out there like S-Corps, Joe.
Okay.
Regular corporations known as C-Corps, C like Charlie, and certainly LLCs that can maybe help you get better tax results, as well as be more flexible vehicles for, well, thinking ahead as to how to grow your business. So can you guys comment on how you work with business owners and their choice of entity?
Well, the first thing, believe it or not, to look at is what's the ultimate exit strategy? What's the intended purpose of the business? Is it to make a living? Is it to build wealth, maybe eventually sell or become a public company? The answers to those questions dictate usually what type of entity you choose.
Now, I find here in California, by everybody, I mean attorneys who create entities, they're always advising to be an LLC, but I don't always agree with that.
I don't either. I had a big argument, a six-month-long argument. One of our clients was going to make about $16 million 2 years in a row. And the entity of choice for the attorney was an LLC. And we were able to demonstrate a tax savings per year of over $200,000 just by being an S-Corp.
Yeah, I mean, I can believe it. I think the S-Corp is the most underutilized choice out there. For listeners who don't know, an S-Corp is a corporation just like a regular corporation, but you make an election so that instead of having the corporation pay the income tax, the net income or loss of the entity just flows back onto your personal income tax return. I think it's underutilized because the LLC, when that law came into California about 10 or 12 years ago, it became sort of like the automatic choice that many advisors suggested. But the LLC, I'm not sure, is as flexible from an income tax standpoint. And, Paul, that's probably what you're referring to by that $200,000 a year tax savings.
Correct.
Do you find yourselves getting into a little bit of a controversy with attorneys for clients, because the attorney might say one thing and you folks think something else? And
well, Paul, in your situation, I mean, did you have to argue with the attorney?
Yes.
Twist his, okay, tell us about that, because I'm curious to hear what happened.
He had to be shown that there was a big tax difference. And in this case, it was rather comical. Besides the $11,790 LLC fee, which isn't that much when you're talking $16 million. The big difference was the difference between 1.5% California tax on the S-Corp versus 2.9% Medicare tax. And that $200,000 was primarily that difference.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't know this, but S-Corps, people think of them as having an $800 minimum tax. But if you're making a lot of money, the tax rate's really 1.5% of net income or $800, whichever is greater. But with an entity like an LLC where you have self-employment earnings or you have to take wages, that 2.9% Medicare tax goes on forever as well. Mm-hmm. And so a 1.4% differential on a big amount of income, as Paul is mentioning, can be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Uh-huh. We're going to talk more about this, though, because I hear music in my ear.
Yeah, we have got to take a break. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs after this short announcement.
Sean Hannity, tomorrow noon to 3.
Hey, all of you out in California, revenues are down. Tax revenues a whopping 22% compared to last year. Tax collections for February literally went down $1.2 billion, 22%. Wow, that's shocking. And I had a reported decline of $535 million last month. Guess what's going to happen, California? You're going bankrupt, just like New York. We'll go bankrupt together, like Greece and Italy and Spain and Portugal.
Sean Hannity, tomorrow noon to 3. Talk Radio 760. KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635. 286-6635.
Hi, it's Roger, and for years I've been telling you about how I and most of my family got clear vision restored by Dr. David Shanslin, an incredible pioneer in vision correction procedures. Now, Dr. Shanslin has moved to a new home. He's chosen Gordon Weiss Vision Institute as his new home in San Diego to provide the latest vision correction procedures. Dr. Michael Gordon and Dr. Jack Weiss have long pioneered new research and advanced surgical techniques in laser and cataract surgery. At a recent appointment where I got my contacts updated, Dr. Shanslin's team was showing me all of the incredible technology they have. The new Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. They simply have the best doctors, the best technology, and the best service. So I've moved with Dr. Shanslin and his team, and I hope you do too. See the difference at the Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. Get special reduced pricing on LASIK during the special Welcome Dr. Shanslin celebration. Call 800-NEW-VISION, 800-NEW-VISION, or go online at gordonweissvision.com.
Lois and Kenneth Heath of La Jolla love to entertain in their home. Maracal Design and Remodeling added a whole new dimension to their recent holiday party, which both the hosts and the guests appreciated.
Every Christmas we have a huge party. We had approximately 80 in attendance this year, and they loved the kitchen. Maracal did so great on the kitchen. The extra room in the backyard provided some additional entertainment space.
The new kitchen gave us more efficiency, more usable space for entertaining large scale. The design of the kitchen makes it so that I, as the cook, am still a part of the party. Maracal made sure that I would not be isolated, so I could be a part of it while I'm still entertaining and performing the chef duties.
Transforming homes for more than 30 years and honored with a Better Business Bureau Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Maracal Design and Remodeling. 619-441-9300. 619-441-9300 or online trustyourhometous.com.
Lois, this is my fiance, Frank.
Well, hi, Frank. You know, Helene never mentioned what it is you do.
Well, I'm a...
Could you excuse us a minute? What were you going to tell her?
I was going to tell her that I'm a car salesman at Toyota Carlsbad.
You can't do that. You know how people feel about car salesmen?
But at Toyota Carlsbad, we aren't like other car salesmen. We don't use pressure or height.
Just think of something else.
All right. Well, actually, Lois, I'm a mortician.
Could you excuse us a minute? Boy. Couldn't you think of something better than that?
What's better than Toyota Carlsbad? After all, we've been a relaxed and friendly place for 40 years.
Just think of something else.
All right. Just kidding about being a mortician. I'm really an auditor for the IRS.
Could you excuse us for a minute? Frank!
Well, you said anything else?
Just use your imagination, Frank.
To tell you the truth, Lois, I'm a Russian spy traveling incognito, and Helene here is a...
Oh, all right, he's a car salesman, okay? From Toyota Carlsbad.
Oh.
And he's all mine. I'm so proud of it.
Toyota Carlsbad.
Celebrate
Toyota Carlsbad's 40th anniversary with huge savings on gas-saving Toyotas like Prius, Corolla, Camry, and many more. See specials online at ToyotaCarlsbad.com.
Follow Sean Hannity tomorrow noon to 3. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
We are back with more of It's Your Monday Night Theirs with a panoply, a veritable gully washer of accountants here, CPAs. We've got Don Epic and Paul Polito and, of course, Richard. So take it away, Richard Muzio.
Hey, we also want to thank our sponsors. Polito Epic Associates is one of our sponsors, along with Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited. We also have a new sponsor, but I'm going to do them last. Our major sponsor, of course, is UBS, Mr. Michael Quaranta, Andrew Frades, Rich Gaines and Family Legacy Legal, and our new sponsor, actually technically not until next Sunday, but I'll give him a plug a week early, Regions Bank. Thank you, Sean Puckett and Dan Yates. More on them later. But thank you to all of our sponsors. Couldn't do it without you.
Absolutely.
Guys and gals. So we were talking about S-Corps, regular corporations, and LLCs, which are limited liability companies. And I think the main point that Paul made before the break is the LLC is maybe overly touted. The S-Corp is one of the better-kept secrets around. But then we also have a C-Corporation, which is a corporation, a regular corporation that pays its own income tax. And I find a lot of people run away in the other direction when they hear somebody say, you should consider being a C-Corporation. But I think as long as we stay in an income tax environment where long-term capital gains are only 15% and qualified dividends are only 15%, C corporations might make sense. Now, I know that's very uncertain because the Bush tax cuts are scheduled to sunset at the end of this year, 2012, and we have no clue if we're going to keep those beneficial rates in 2013 and forward. But Don or Paul, can you gentlemen comment on your viewpoints of C corps? Because I'd love to know what you think.
Yeah, as far as your comments regarding the C corps, I am a bigger fan of S-Corps than C-Corps, to be honest. The C-Corps, there are certain areas where, depending on your gross revenue, you're forced to go to the accrual basis accounting. And a lot of the companies that we service are under $10 million. And the S-Corp allows that that window of opportunity for under $10 million.
But what if my plan is to build a huge company and go public someday?
Then you go C Corp.
Why?
It's just the only entity really that you have the opportunity to go C Corp with a public company.
I mean, one of the nice things I like about C Corps is, as far as double tax goes, if you limit taxable income to $50,000, that's only a 15% tax rate. So even if you build up retained earnings after tax of 15% federal, and then pay it out down the road in the form of qualified dividends or in a liquidating transaction, so you get a liquidating distribution, which is taxed as a long-term capital gain, that second rate of tax, which is also deferred, is only at 15%. And if you look at the highest marginal rate on individuals right now being 35, probably going to be 39.6 in 2013, maybe not, depends on the election, maybe. 215 is better than 135.
You're right.
I can do that one in my head.
There's a couple reasons why C-Corps are used today, Richard. One is where there's equity compensation. It's just too messy with an S-Corp to have equity compensation.
So by equity compensation, you mean stock options and the like? Not
stock options or stock ownership.
Right.
And then the other thing is we had a 95-day treat and then a year in 95 days. Something known as 1202 stock, which you automatically have as long as you're in the right kind of trader business and you're a C-Corp from inception, you're eligible for a gain exclusion of $10 million or 10 times your cost basis if you hold the stock for 5 years and the company stays under $50 million in assets the whole time. So this is a really good entity. Especially last year, it's a 50% exclusion now, but last year and for the last part of 2010, we had this 100% exclusion, no AMT. So essentially, you were paying state tax.
Right, but no AMT You mean no alternative minimum tax. That is to say it doesn't come back to bite you the way certain preferential deductions do. Now, 1202 is an Internal Revenue Code section, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it was good for new businesses, but if you happen to have a business that was already started but not incorporated, like an LLC, could you make that?
Yes.
You could, okay.
If you make it a C-Corp right from the beginning, you actually have two holding periods. You have the holding period of the LLC, which is the holding period for your overall gain, and the 1202 stock, if you hold it for 5 years and a day, then you're eligible for the gain exclusion.
Right, and the one trick there is if you do that, you've got to value the thing on one date so you know what was before and what was after.
Correct.
But that's why you hire a guy like one of our sponsors, Carl Sheeler at Business Valuations Limited. Of course, there was never any value before. Oh, no, wait, I can't say that on the air. So, yeah, I think the C-Corp, I know I see it more often now simply because entrepreneurs who are looking out, let's say, at least a five-year time horizon, Code Section 1202 is a very beneficial thing to try to take advantage of. And bear in mind, if capital gains rates go up, it's still tax-free. It has nothing to do with a 15% rate. It's that amount not subject to tax, or 50% for later later incorporations. So if you guys look at your client base, do you have more LLCs, more S-Corps, more C-Corps? I mean, what, have you ever looked? I'm just curious.
Yes, I do. I have more S-Corps than C-Corps.
Me too. I'd say it runs about 4-1.
4-1. Wow. Okay.
But it's funny. The young technological companies are almost all C-Corps.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. And I think they all have fairly well-defined business plans that describe how they plan to get out of the business, which is something I want to talk about more in the show. I know some businesses only exist to sort of facilitate somebody's lifestyle, but in many cases, entrepreneurs.
Mm. Whoops, Rich, we have to hold
right
there.
Oh, my goodness. Time flies.
I know. Well, hey, we got to go to New
Accounting
Sports.
Accounting is so fun.
New Sports and Weather and a short break with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs after these words.
Follow the story. Follow the conversation. Follow the leader. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Slater Crusaders, you've heard me talk about Newman replacement windows. If you're in the market for replacement windows or doors, you got to listen up. I'm here right now with the owner, Duncan Newman. Duncan, what is the Newman advantage?
We started this about 19 years ago, and I firmly felt that there was no service left in the construction industry. So my wife and I decided that we would start a company that would treat people like it was the 1950s again. My salespeople are told that when they walk up the driveway to a customer's house, if the newspaper's on the driveway, pick it up and hand it to the customer when you get to the front door as you're saying hello.
Duncan, that's awesome. How can Slater Crusaders experience this Newman advantage?
You can call us toll-free at 1-877-7-NEWMAN. You can look us up on the website at newmanwindows.com, or you can come to any of our showrooms. We have a new 10,000-square-foot showroom on Morena Boulevard at 1176 Morena Boulevard.
And Slater Crusaders get a free in-home estimate. Give him a call, 1-877-7-NEWMAN.
When purchasing a new automobile, picking out the right dealership is almost like picking out the right basketball team to root for. You need great players with a competitive spirit. At Marvin K. Brown Cadillac, we've got the home court advantage. Hi, this is Dave Grunstrom, CEO of Marvin K. Brown. We're here to let you know about the madness going on this March at Marvin K. Brown. With only a few remaining 2011 models left in our lot, we're offering some of the most competitive deals in the industry.
Hi, this is Jennifer Brown, president of Marvin K. Brown. This month, we've put together some competitive cash incentives like up to $5,000 on 2011 Escalades or up to $3,000 on 2011 CTS-V Coupes. Talk about a no-risk opportunity.
Plus receive up to 0.9% APR financing on our huge inventory of 2012 models. But you have to act fast because after March, these madness deals may be gone for good on approved Ally credit through March 31st.
So why take a risk and buy your Cadillac anywhere else? Call MKB today at 800-640-0204. MKB in the heart of Mission Valley or online at mkb.com.
Everything's going green at Casino Palma. you could win a brand new Nissan Leaf and big cash prizes in our $150,000 Leaf and Leprechauns giveaway. Play our game every Sunday and Wednesday through March 21st. Guess the price of grocery items and win up to $2,500 cash. And with our bonus plugged-in hot seats, 30 winners each day take home more green, plus extra entries into our electrifying grand finale drawing. On Sunday, March 25th, you could be one of 10 winners plugging in to win cash, or the lucky winner who gets a brand new Nissan Leaf. You want more green? Join the club that pays to play. New Palm Club members get $20 in Palma Play. Only at Casino Palma, your casino. Highway 76, just 12 miles east of I-15. Must be 18 years or older. Visit CasinoPalma.com for more information.
Copays and deductibles apply.
This is a public warning to anyone needing to regularly reuse urinary catheters. This practice can lead to severe complications, including bacterial infections, sepsis, prolonged hospitalization, and mortality. It is therefore highly recommended that anyone needing a urinary catheter try a free sample of a revolutionary new disposable catheter, specially designed to be more comfortable and significantly reduce the risks of infection. To try a free sample, simply call 1-800-400-1301. After recent policy changes, Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these disposable catheters per month. The Medical Direct Club will handle all the paperwork with your doctor and discreetly deliver them free to your door. Again, this is a public warning. Regular reuse of urinary catheters can lead to severe bacterial complications. It is highly recommended that anyone needing urinary catheters should call now to try a free sample of a new disposable catheter that significantly reduces the risks of infection. For your free sample, call 1-800-400-1301. That's 1-800-400-1301.
San Diego's talk radio leader, Talk Radio 760, KFMB.
The bad weather is here. I'm 760's Rick Williams. Here are the stories we're following. We've got a weather warning in effect for Lindbergh Field due to gusty winds out at the airport. National Weather Service says strong gusts are expected to still continue for a little while. Meanwhile, winds out in the local mountains could be blowing up to 55 miles per hour until 8 o'clock or even later this evening. Julian had winds that topped out at 35 miles per hour just a few hours ago. And forecasters say the heavy rains and thunderstorms are going to be hitting our coastal and valley areas, but the storm should be moving out by tomorrow morning. Well, are you a small business owner looking to be successful on social media? Try social campaigns from Constant Contact, a new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Visit ConstantContact.com. In a weather right now, it is rainy and 54 degrees at Lindbergh Field. And in sports, Padres beat the Diamondbacks in spring training today, 4-3. And the Aztecs baseball team lost a doubleheader to Cal Poly yesterday, 7-4 first game, 7-0 the second game. We'll follow Roger Hedgecock weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. on 760 KFMB.
President Obama in South Korea for a summit delivers a direct message to the North.
There will be no rewards for provocations. Those days are over.
The president also said the U.S. has no hostile intent toward North Korea. The president says he's prepared to take steps to improve relations. Tiger Woods says he was on fire today. The Arnold Palmer Invitational was his first PGA tournament win since the 2009 sex scandal.
I can't say that not one shot stood out because I hit a boatload of good ones. You know, I had really good control of my ball all day, and I was shaping it both ways, changing my traj, and felt so comfortable.
The long-awaited victory came 2 weeks after another injury scare and 2 days before his former swing coach's book hit streets. Director James Cameron has reached the deepest point in the earth. His submarine went 7 miles below the sea in the Mariana Trench. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Follow Sean Hannity tomorrow noon to 3.
The reason we conservatives are conservatives because we know it works.
Talk Radio 760, KFMB.
All right, we're back with more of It's Your Money Not Theirs with that great Mission Impossible. Sunday Night Music, if you're old enough to remember, that was a great show on Sunday night, wasn't it, Richard?
I'm not old enough to remember. Oh.
I remember it.
They remember. Hey, before we continue, let's give the website for our guest tonight. It's Polito Epic. That's PolitoEppic.com. And they're up in Vista. If you'd like to give them a call, it's 760-599-9900. 760-599-9900. Very simple. So take it away, Richard.
And they're really good at giving advice that has numbers associated with it, unless you want to ask them about who to pick in the NCAA basketball pool. Don't ask them that because they're... They're in my pool. I'm not doing so well either, you guys. Every year, the first year we did the pool, I think it was 1976, and there were six of us in it, and I actually won it. And people were like, oh, yeah, that's rigged. So for the last 16 years, I've been working for free. And I think that year I won $50. And now the winner's going to get $310.
Yeah. Well, everybody out of the pool. But anyway, by the way, on their website, politoepic.com, there's articles of interest, the link up there with much of this. You click on that, and much of the subject matter that we're talking about tonight is there. So
it's one of the best CPA websites I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one last thought on entities before we change topics. Sometimes I see people combining C-corps with S-corps when they have a business enterprise that has at least two things going on that sort of gives them the best of both worlds. Do you guys ever use that technique?
Yes, we do. It's an excellent technique. For the C-corp, you can take care of the medical insurance. That's one play.
Medical plan.
Yeah, right. I actually put in a medical plan.
And the S-corp get all the flow-through income strategy.
But it's got to be two real businesses, right? You can't just set up some sort of fake management company.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree, because some people say you can do that, but I shake my head and say no. No, I want to be able to sleep at night. My clients want to be able to sleep at night, too. So I want to change topics. So you guys prepare financial statements, and you prepare and income tax returns. You're probably doing a lot of that this year.
Yes.
At this time of this year, because it's what's known as tax season. And, of course, all of those are sort of snapshots of the past. A financial statement, a balance sheet, and a profit and loss statement shows how much money a company made and or which assets it has at a point in time that isn't today. It's yesterday or a few days ago or a few months ago. But I think CPAs can really, really help business clients, and I think they can also really help business clients do a lot better with their banking relationships if CPAs get good at working with businesses to help them look at the future numbers based on reasonable assumptions. In other words, take all of this historical data and try to create it into sort of a roadmap that a business owner can use for the future in terms of making their business more profitable and having more successful relationships with lending institutions or capital institutions that can provide capital to help businesses grow. I know you guys do a lot of that kind of work. Can you describe what your focus is in that area?
It kind of goes in two different ways, Richard. Sometimes it's just lending, and of course lending right now is tough. Banks are tighter than ever, and interest rates are lower than ever. And when you think about it, a bank is just renting money to a business most of the time. So a business owner, a lot of business owners wonder, well, you know, where's the risk? The bank's supposed to be taking some risk. No, they're not. They're lending you money that they're borrowing from somebody else, in a sense. So the need here is for a plan, a business plan. And usually a good business plan will show the lender what the money is going to be used for, how it's going to enhance the business, either save money in operations or grow the business. And that's really the same thing that you need to show an investor. You need to show an investor how his money is going to grow your business and return him a big return on that investment. So a plan is critical.
And so when you say plan, you mean you need to look at the future.
Exactly.
You need to show what's going to happen depending on certain assumptions about sales and cost of goods sold and expenses and if things grow at a certain rate over a certain period of time. See, here's something that's counterintuitive. I have a lot of folks say, gee whiz, when my business just took off and grew real fast, I had no cash left. I mean, it showed on paper I was making money, but I had no money. What was going on?
And they weren't collecting.
Well, yeah, right. They didn't have a plan. But Don, explain that. What happened there?
Basically, they're probably, look at the receivables. They probably weren't collecting. They didn't do any planning to the point of maybe they were growing too fast and hiring too many people and buying too much inventory and they weren't managing the cash flow.
Yeah, inventory and receivables is I think where the cash wound up. So it wasn't cash, it was something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be really scary for a business because if you didn't go into that hand in hand with a business plan and with a good CPA and with a bank and a good banker who understood what it is you're trying to accomplish, it's really scary to run out of money.
And those are things that can be easily monitored from month to month. There's financial ratios they should be monitoring, working capital ratios, leverage ratios. And that will help the owner make the decisions that they need to make.
But Don, isn't most of this predictable?
Depends. I think in this economy right now, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of guessing. And I think the, when it comes down to it, there are sound business practices. And I think if people were to follow those sound practices, they'd weather the storm. No pun intended.
I'm glad I'm inside tonight, not outside. Put it that way. But how you would approach relationships with the bank, for example, wouldn't that depend in part on what stage your company's in, whether it's startup? Well, there probably isn't much banking relationship if you're startup, but let's say growth stage versus fully matured versus, say, on the path to trying to sell to a competitor or within a public market?
Sure. There's a lot of these small business banks, they understand this and they get this, and they're going to work with the their client to come up with a plan, put a line of credit in place, do short-term financing, do equipment financing, real estate financing, in order to get a package that is going to be successful for the client.
I at Star on, I guess you weren't there on Wednesday, my speaker at Star San Diego was somebody who worked in the troubled asset division for 3 years of a bank up in L.A. before moving back down here about a year ago. He made one mistake. He read a lot of his outline because he wanted to make certain points. I told him, don't do that, but he did. But he made some really good points. And one of the things he said was when the economy turned down a couple or 3 years ago, he said it was the fastest thing that anybody had ever seen. But he also made an interesting point. He said if you looked at the files that the bankers would give them to work on in the troubled asset division, he said forget about forward-looking projections. He said usually the financial information was 6 months to 12 months old. Do you have any comments on how that could maybe not be a good thing for a business to be doing, to be that far behind on their accounting?
It's critical, really, to be looking ahead. Most of my clients are on a budget. When I say a budget, we have a forecast. We work to the plan. We monitor that plan every quarter. We keep moving it out. And by doing that, we kind of have an idea. We watch the receivables. We watch the turnover of inventory. One of our clients very methodically got himself out of business in 2 years because we just looked at the industry he was in and we said, this thing isn't going to work. So we just methodically wound the thing down and got him out of business. Sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to respond to the reality of the thing.
Well, yeah, I think as my speaker last week said, how fast things happen in the downturn was amazing. I like your point, Paul, about banks just renting money. They're not there to solve problems. You need to be fairly fundamentally sound with your business plan, your ability to articulate how the future is going to go, how you need capital, why you need capital, how you're going to use capital, how are you going to pay capital back. If you can't really articulate that, you maybe shouldn't be in business to begin with. Forget about trying to deal with a lender.
True.
And I think that cries out for two things. Number one, using business plans. But number two, working with CPAs that try to look at the future, not just at the past. I always make this joke that CPAs have really high auto insurance rates because they try to drive their car by looking through the rearview mirror. And that's sort of the equivalent of tax returns and historical financial statements. Those things aren't the future. Now, granted, you have to have the basic work done that summarizes history because otherwise you have no springboard from which to jump off into the future. But by themselves, the history doesn't really serve much purpose.
But doesn't a lot depend on the business? What if you're in a biotech business and you're hoping that what you're trying to develop gets FDA approval and you have quite a huge cash outlay, but when in a case like that, I mean, it's almost hard to guess, you know, what the future might hold.
It's high-stakes poker, basically.
Yeah.
It's very high stakes. And the investors that invest in those companies are looking for a huge return, mm-hmm. and there's a huge risk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, investors who are investing in those kinds of companies, Joe, don't just make one investment. They'll be spread among 10 or 12 different companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because if one hits, you know, they'll have 100 times return, so the other 10 or 11 can go sideways. It doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
if you get the one. You can also, of course, have business plans that are multiple depending on what the competition is doing, what the ultimate exit strategy is with, say, a biotech company. Things go great, things go average, things go poor. You can also project it out that way. So it's not just one business plan that you're working with necessarily.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we did, Richard, when the construction industry started to show signs of weakening is we tried to get our construction industry clients to come up with a plan B while they were still busy, that they could choose their A team and choose their smaller company before it was emotional. And the ones that did that got through it very well.
Yeah, I think a lot of times it's, I mean, maybe it's human nature. When things are going badly, people don't move quickly enough. They think, well, tomorrow will be a better day than yesterday. And by the time you get to, say, the point of no return, you should have realized that 3 months ago, 6 months ago, and started, for example. Let's talk about cost-saving measures. In many cases, people think of cost savings as laying people off, but I think if you can predict a business cycle, there's all kinds of things you can do, outsourcing, consolidating certain expenses like IT or other things, if you can predict far enough in advance what your business cycle might be. In many cases, you don't have to cut people because you're becoming much more efficient with other types of expenses, or maybe how you buy more in bulks, or getting a better unit, whatever. But that suggests, again, that you have to have a business plan that says, okay, let's look at the best case scenario, the average case, and the worst case. I think what happened when the economy was booming is things were going so well, nobody had any plan at all, because it was like, oh, wow, we're on the gravy train. This is never going
to
end.
Well, Richard, we have to hold that thought right there, because we have to take one more break, and we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs after these announcements.
The leaders in talk radio. Mike Slater.
I have a feeling that you're a Slater Crusader.
Glenn Beck.
A leader will remind people who they are.
Sean Hannity.
Conservatism is literally our path to prosperity and success.
Roger Hedgecock.
There's now two classes of people in this state. One class has to obey the law, and the second class doesn't have to obey any of the laws.
Mark Levin.
I don't care if you've been listening to talk radio since 5 this morning. Stick with me.
Follow them here. San Diego's talk radio leader. 760 KFM.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635. 6635.
Lois and Kenneth Heath of La Jolla had high expectations when they chose Maracal Design and Remodeling for their home remodel, and Maracal came through for them.
I've always been in the customer service industry. Customers are my livelihood, and so I always take care of customers. And when I'm the customer, I expect the same, and I don't always get that. Maracal is phenomenal because I was their number one customer. From the day the designer walked onto the premises until the day we were done, we were their number one customer.
I felt like the Queen of England because Maracal was just so attentive and right on top of everything. The experience was very definitely pleasant.
The feeling of knowing that we were that important made us fall in love with Maracal Construction.
Maracal treated Kenneth and Lois Heath like royalty. They've exceeded client expectations for more than 30 years. Call Maracal at 619-441-9300, 441-9300, or visit trustyourhometous.com.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jimenez, and I help people change their lives at Clean Treatment Center. If you've seen me on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew on VH1 or CNN or Headline News, you know I've had my own battles with drugs and alcohol. But recovery and working with the amazing professionals at Clean Treatment Center allows me to share the life I have today, a life of hope through recovery. Clean is a world-class treatment facility that treats addiction and the underlying problems that make recovery such a challenge. Drinking too much, taking too many pills, or abusing drugs are a problem you can overcome. If you've got a problem with these things, I know exactly how you feel. I have been there. I know there's hope and a much better life for you that maybe you can't see right now. Clean Treatment Center can help, and they can help right now. Call 888-601-6040. That's 888-601-6040. When you're using, you're hurting more than just yourself. Please call 888-601-6040 or go to Clean Treatment Center. That's clean with a K, cleantreatmentcenter.com.
Rumor has it that a San Diego homeowner who gets solar can save a lot of money on their electricity costs. And rumor has it that the brand new iPad 3 is going to be released soon. The rumors are true. Baker Electric Solar is offering a free iPad 3 when you sign
sign up by March 31st to install money-saving solar at your home. Start saving on your electric bill immediately with the amazing SunPower lease from Baker Electric Solar, a company with a 74-year history and San Diego's first elite SunPower dealer, the planet's most powerful solar. With the amazing SunPower lease, for no money down on approved credit, you get a monthly solar payment that's lower than your current electric bill, and it will never go up, unlike the utility rates, which are always rising. Sign up by March 31st and get a free iPad 3 when your solar system is installed. That's right, no money down and a free iPad 3. Believe the rumors. Solar really can save you money now. Call 877-5-GET-SOLAR to get a free estimate on solar for your home or business. That's 877-5-GET-SOLAR. 877-5-GET-SOLAR. Or click BakerElectricSolar.com.
Follow Mark Levin.
Tomorrow night, 6 to 9.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, we're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with a cornucopia of CPAs. That's what I was trying to think of before with
cornucopia.
Richard. with Richard, Paul, and Don. So take it away.
Again, thanks to our sponsors, UBS, Michael Carranza and Drew Frates, Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited, Rich Gaines and Family, Legacy Legal, and of course, in studio from Polito Epic Associates, Don Epic and Paul Polito. And we're adding to this roster, as I mentioned, Regents Bank, so this is exciting stuff. So we were talking about business plans, trying to predict the future. Let me ask you guys a real practical question, because you're out there every day in the trenches working with business owners. Is the uncertainty in the income tax code helping, hurting, causing people to have a deer in the headlights look? What's going on, not knowing whether we have the same tax rates this year or next year and forward?
It's actually, I would say, stalled. The decision-making. The problem is, you know, I think I've heard this before, what you've said in the past, Richard. We need like a long-term game plan.
You mean like a 10-year know that the tax code is this for the next
exactly.
10 years?
Exactly. Okay. So people can plan accordingly. With this age of uncertainty in the tax code, with the political nuances that go on with this, the Bush tax credits, et cetera, it delays the decision-making, and it plays havoc with business owners.
Well, yeah, if you don't know if you have a research credit or not, or new job hire credits or not, or if you can expense 100% of the equipment that you buy or only 50, or if your tax rate's 39.6 or 35, or if you sell the company 15% or 20 on the gain, you know, I can see why people are hamstrung. Mm-hmm. So your clients that are doing well right now, what do you see about them that makes them different or better than their competition? What things do they have in place that allows them to prosper even while the economy is still sputtering the way it is?
Efficiency, primarily. Ability to change rapidly. And that plays into what you were just talking about, Richard. It goes beyond taxes. Regulation has a huge effect, especially in California. So the ability to move quickly without going so far with your capital investment that you've given yourself no way to move back. You just need to be able to be agile. And that plays into slow growth, because nobody wants to put all of their eggs in a certain direction and have a regulation come into play that would obsolete the whole plan.
So is it true California's made the top of the list of most unfavorable place to do business?
It's got to be one of the top.
Yeah, I saw that somewhere.
Just because of the tax situation, right? State and mostly state situation.
And regulation.
It's regulation. I think it's more regulation than anything. I mean, if you look at the, I don't want to be political. I'm not going to say that. But yeah, regulation.
What the
tax rate's high, granted, but I think it's hard for businesses to have to bear the burden of all the regulation, regulatory compliance.
What would be a few good examples of regulations that might be too overburdensome? Would be environmental, or what are we talking?
I can give you a really good example.
Okay.
The clean diesel problem for heavy equipment is a one-size-fits-all regulation. And for example, a generator, some plants run on diesel generators. Mm-hmm. A generator doesn't pollute unless it's working. Mm-hmm. Once it's fired up and the plant's on, it's very clean. Mm-hmm. Even old technology is very clean. Well, now all of that equipment has to be scrapped, goes down to Mexico, gets refitted and shipped overseas. It's still doing what it did in California, but now our California manufacturers and miners and construction people have to buy new equipment. And the new equipment is marginally compliant. The regulation is ahead of the technology.
Is it still diesel, or what is it now? What are they calling for?
It's still diesel.
But they just have to upgrade the equipment in the
and the technology isn't there yet.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, another area is all the employment laws. Now, I'm all for fair employment and nobody being prejudiced against in a work environment. But you look at all the disclosures an employer has to make with regard to employment, sexual discrimination, age discrimination, and so on. I mean, the amount of money that HR consultants must be making in this state must be incredible just because of all the disclosure that's required. And, you can't always pass these costs on to consumers. You can try, but... So California just needs to be more... Well, so much business has left California that it's depressing to think about. I think after this election, we might see some more permanence with the Bush tax cuts. But I'm not 100% certain about that, just because we've gotten into this pattern of having temporary fixes for 1 year or two. And sometimes that just becomes the easy way out. Until we know, I think, more permanently what the rules are going to be, we're going to see a lot of money sitting on the sidelines with businesses.
Didn't we lose Buck Knives? That's kind of a notable product. And weren't they in San Diego? And
they were on El Cajon and moved up to, was it North Dakota, South Dakota, a number of years ago?
Oregon or someplace.
Yeah.
Why did they move?
The old man, he just couldn't put up with the regulatory environment anymore.
Huh.
It's not like they were throwing knives through the air or anything. I mean, it just, when you combine that with sort of a down economy, it all goes together.
It's unfortunate.
But I think it gets back to Paul's major point, which is that if you don't do any planning, was it John Wooden who said that failing to prepare is preparing to fail? It's the same way in business. If you just try to run a business by the seat of your pants, what happens, you guys? I mean, what's the chance of success? I don't care how good your product is.
It's not going to be as good as it could be.
Exactly. Right.
Someone will figure it out that's a better business person than you and run right past you.
Right, that's exactly what's going to happen, because where there's profits, there competition comes in. So I think the moral of this story is work with CPAs who are good at looking at the future, not just cranking out historical work like tax returns and financial statements. Try to get a collaborative relationship going between the CPA and your banker. Business plan, by the way, business plan... Comment on this if you would, Don. It's not something you do once and put on the shelf, right? It's ever-changing?
It's ever-changing. You should be looking at it monthly.
Yeah. But we've got to hold it right there, Richard, unfortunately. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here. Excuse me, PolitoEpic.com.
1-760-599-9900, or Paul.
That is correct. So thank you to Scott Love, our technical director. Thank you to Craig Blanke, our con executive. Thank you, Dave Sniff, our programming genius. I'll see you tomorrow at 11 for our site inspection for our big deal on April 29th. Thank you. Have a good night. Drive safely. We'll see you next week.
An open letter to the Daily Commute from a new BMW 3 Series driver.
Dear Daily Commute, listen, you're stuck with me, okay? I used to spend thousands of dollars replacing brake pads, engine belts, and wiper blades as they wore out. Also, we could punch up the go and stop and go traffic. So I was relieved when my all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series came with BMW Ultimate Service at no extra charge. It has a 4-year, 50,000-mile limited warranty and no-cost maintenance on items like those brake pads, discs, belts, and wiper blades. Plus unlimited mileage roadside assistance. So slip into something more comfortable, Daily Commute, because we're going to be here for a while.
The BMW Ultimate Service Plan. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Now through April 2nd, lease a 2012 BMW 328i sedan for just $399 a month. Visit sdcountybmw.com/finance today for full details.
This is an election not only to replace the president.
Follow the conversation.
It's an election to save the soul of America.
760. Follow the leader. KFM.